What is faith? We end here tonight, all right? Now, if you want me to unpack faith for you in 6 minutes and 4 seconds, good luck on that, all right? Faith is complex, it's huge, it's massive, it has all sorts of intricacies and pieces and processes that we have to go through, and ultimately it depends on the category in which you're talking about faith. What is faith in Jesus? What is faith in general? What does faith look like? I want to take it from a slightly different aspect. This is the question I want to be the umbrella over all of the other questions I've answered this morning, because we've gone through 12 questions today, 3 tonight and 3 in every other service, right? So here's the deal. Faith, you've heard me say this before, I heard this a long time ago, don't know from whom, don't know where, I just know I either heard it or made it up from something I heard close to it, but I loved it either way. Faith is reason gone courageous. Somebody said that, all right? I tell you, there's nothing like that. Faith is reason gone courageous. Blind faith is stupidity that just keeps being stupid. That I just made up on the fly. How do you like that? Okay. Because blind faith is just stupid. It gets people to do horrible, horrible things. They fly into buildings on blind faith. They blow themselves up on blind faith. They stand in front of abortion clinics, call themselves Christians, and blow those things up on blind faith. They bicker. They cause division. I can go on and on. Blind faith is a devastating force on our planet, and blind faith creates the material for comedians like we watched before. Oh, I just believe because the Bible says it. Fantastic. Excited for you. Faith, on the other hand, is when we have built up enough reasonable evidence for something that the things that are not evidenced plainly and clearly can easily be stepped onto because they stand on the reason by which we have already built. Look, by its definition, faith is not simply reason, right? Because then we just call it reason. Reason is something that you can see that has empirical evidence that you go, got it, I'm there. Faith is something that is unseen, but that you still stand on. The difference between blind faith and real faith is that what is unseen is leveraged by what is seen. Jesus did not say to us, blessed is he who has blind faith. He simply said to us, man, that you would believe even though you have yet seen. Remember he says that to Thomas? I wish, Thomas, that you would believe before you stuck your fingers in my hands. Why did Jesus say that to Thomas? Because he wants all of us to have blind faith? No, because Thomas had something that Jesus was speaking about. This is what Jesus really said to Thomas. Thomas, you a good Jewish boy, my friend. You have spent your whole life studying the Old Testament. You know all the prophecies. You know everything it said about me. And I spent 3 years with you talking through those prophecies. I showed you. I demonstrated to you. I walked with you. I did miracles. I walked into the grave. I even sat at the Last Supper with you and said, guys, I'm going to go and die just like the Bible said. Don't worry about it. I'm coming back. And the best you've got is, can I see the holes in your hands? Man, I wish you would have believed before you stuck your fingers in my hands. See, what Jesus was saying to Thomas was, I wish your reason had gone courageous. I wish you'd taken all the reasonable evidence that I had given you over 3 years of living with you and all the reasonable evidence you had gained over thousands of years before of God speaking the prophecies and scriptures to you, and I wish you had gone courageous with that. But you couldn't do it, could you? You had to go, it's reason, reason, reason all the way. And reason without going courageous is not faith. And faith without reason is blind faith, which is more dangerous than reason or faith combined. So what is faith? Faith is your ability and mine to dig into the evidence given to us by a God who is about revealing himself, not hiding himself, a God that cares about you knowing him and not you not knowing him. Taking that, looking back in history with all the sciences given to us, archaeology and textual science and historical science and physical science, and going back and saying, God, does this line up? Does this work? Is your word trustworthy? Does the Bible fit? Going back to the resurrection and digging into that, going back into the lives of the men and women that lived these things out and looking into those. And then saying, okay, if all of that is true and all of that has come about, then can I buy into the fact that a whale swallowed a man? Yes. Not because I've ever seen a whale swallow a man, mind you, and not because it makes any sense to me that a man could live inside a fish for 3 days. It doesn't. But my faith goes courageous in that moment, because outside of that little story about a fairy tale about a guy and a whale, I have the thousands of incredible, amazing, and wonderful things that God has already shown me. And I'm able to trust in the fact that a God I serve can do supernatural things that are unexplainable because he has demonstrated that he can do those things right here on this planet through Jesus Christ. And when I hear about a woman turning into salt, I go, wow, that sounds mystical, magical, crazy. But my faith goes courageous, and I go, my reason goes courageous, and I go, I will take that by faith. Why? Because I have seen other miracles, heard about them through history. This person, Jesus, raised the dead, folks. Now, that's pretty magical, too. And yes, angels showed up to people like Mary. That's magical, too. But we have the reality of the people that walked on that face of the earth on that time. And then we can say, the stuff that doesn't make total sense, I get it. When we deal with some of the things God does, some of the ways that God handles life, God, why is this happening to me? Why is that happening to me? My reason can go courageous. And I can go, do you believe that God works all things out for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose? Whew. That's not an easy one, is it? And let's just be honest. How many times have you felt like, I don't know what good is coming out of this? And yet God says that, and my reason goes courageous. I have seen enough about the character of God that I'm able to trust in the circumstances I play into. So what is faith? Faith is trusting in what is unseen because of everything I've already seen. It is holding on to what I cannot know because of everything I already know. And my prayer for you guys, my prayer for myself, is that our faith would not be blind but genuine. That we would keep digging until we find the truth. And then we would step out in faith on the things God calls us to step out on because we already have truth. I have a quote on my computer that I keep on my computer screen. It kind of comes up periodically now. And it says, I made it up years ago, and just I was having a bad day, I guess. And it says, everything I know might be wrong. So everything I know must be constantly evaluated and abandoned if necessary. I just wrote that because I think I was frustrated by the Christian world and how everything's just always right and arrogant and fine. And I'm like, you know, maybe we're wrong, okay? Maybe Jesus isn't who he said he was. Maybe the Bible isn't what it said it is. Maybe we're all wrong about everything we know. And if we're not, then what fear should we have about digging into it, right? Should there be anything we're afraid of testing? See, I lived around people that constantly hid from testing anything. If I asked a question, they were like, don't ask that question. You never know what we might find. I'm like, well, if we find out Jesus isn't true, then let's find it out. Why wait? But if Jesus is true, we can keep digging, keep poking, keep prodding, and it'll always turn out to be true. See, I, for one, am a believer that the skeptics, those people that keep poking at this, guys like this, I thank God for them every day because they force me to think and they force me to take my faith that tends to be blind at times and bring some reason to it so that when I have faith, I can say my faith is reason that's gone a little wacky and stepped out into the courageous. I hope your faith will be the same. Dig into truth. It will become your freedom. Remember what Jesus said? Jesus said, make sure you hold on to the truth. Why? Because the truth will set you free. That's right. So, be pursuers of truth and make sure you communicate that you are pursuing truth when you communicate with the world at large.